A leading South Korean think tank, the Sejong Institute, has held a forum at the Somerset Palace, Seoul. Its researchers presented their papers containing predictions for 2018 of how the 20 red-hot issues it thinks the Koreas will face next year will play out to an audience of top analysts, government officials, and journalists.
Sejong 연구소가 선정한 내년도
The 20 hot issues we think North and South Korea will face in the new year are diverse. They include the comfort women issue, Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs, and the Washington-Seoul alliance.
가능성, 일본군 위안부 문제 등이 있습니다.
They've covered 20 main issues. One concern that some people have is that a weakened President Trump, who has shown signs of instability, might seek conflict or to initiate military actions against North Korea, particularly if he's weakened in the elections next year and the Republicans lose a majority in the Congress.
With fifth-generation stealth fighter jets taking part in U.S.-South Korea joint drills for the first time lately to practice preemptively striking the North due to its growing nuclear threat, the forum also dealt with related hot issues it's expecting next year.
Many experts view North Korea as a nuclear state after its ICBM test last month and hydrogen bomb test in September. Some doubt it can send a long-range nuclear missile to any U.S. city that can re-enter the atmosphere, but it can hurt the U.S. as much by exploding a nuclear-tipped ICBM above any city's atmosphere to launch an EMP attack that would destroy many surrounding states' economies. Many expect the North will step up nuclear testing next year to make Washington end its alliance with Seoul. But the U.S. is highly unlikely to preemptively strike North Korea next year despite the threat the North poses to the U.S. after this fall's ICBM and hydrogen bomb tests, since it would fire thousands of artillery guns pointed at Seoul.
Hopefully, the forum's predictions for next year for the Korean Peninsula are right, and peace is highly likely to prevail there despite tensions over North Korea's nuclear threat. Jennifer Chang, Press TV, Seoul.